Yes, it's Friday, so that means it's time once again to say hello, and hello to our gardening expert who joins on the programme every Friday, and that's Kieran Burke. Kieran, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon, Jenny.
Now then, you've got a variety of stuff here in front of me. We'll come to that shortly. But I see plants coming into growth this time of year. Is it too early to be sowing and planting things?
No, it might be too early for some things, but I suppose the best guide is when you buy a packet of seeds, follow the instructions on it. But for things like sowing sweet peas, perfect time to do it now. And even things like broccoli and stuff for the garden. And for generally for planting fruit bushes, fruit trees, shrubs, etc., it's great to plant now. The soil is actually quite warm because it has been such a mild year. The moisture is there. So if you have a decent day and your soil is not too wet, absolutely great time for planting.
But we had some frost recently, hadn't we?
The frost hasn't been long-lasting and it wasn't very hard. The soil cools down much slower than the air and equally warms up much slower than the air. It's a bit like the sea in that. So one or two nights frost won't make a big difference to soil temperatures.
Okay, there's lots of plants, I did say at the beginning, in front of you, and we'll get through some of these right now. First of all, I'm going to ask you, what is a herbaceous perennial?
Herbaceous perennial. Well, not all plants have stems and stay there all through the year. So if you have like a shrub in the garden, like the dogwood we showed you before with the red stems, it's there all year round. And trees, and they're not herbaceous.
Okay.
So our herbaceous plant is a plant which dies back completely in the winter. It like it hibernates underneath the ground.
Okay.
And so when it hibernates, it leaves off in a bit of kind of dead leaves and dead stems, which are going to just rot away in nature. But gardeners then at this time of year will look out to the garden and see a mess. So it's a good thing to go out at this time of year before the growth is really getting going and cut back those stems from the herbaceous perennials. So gardeners might be familiar with herbaceous perennials, and there's lots of different types. So things like, say, have you ever heard of a thing called a dahlia or a chrysanthemum?
Yeah, chrysanthemum.
They'd be herbaceous perennials, and they wouldn't be so hardy. But there would be other herbaceous perennials. So like iris would be a common flower, which is a herbaceous perennial, and lots of other types.
Is this the one we're looking at here now?
Yeah, I have an iris here in front of me, which is in a pot, and you can see it's looking rather drab and uninteresting.
Yeah, it looks like, to me, if I seen that in the garden and said, God, I better pull that up because it's dead.
It looks dead. Well, it's dead above the ground, but it's living underground. So
Right. What
happens is during the winter time, the roots, if you like, or there's underground stems, are storing the food for now in the spring. And what you should do, and I've got a secateurs here with me,
okay,
is implement for cutting.
To me that would be some sort of a kind of a hand clippers.
Yeah, a little bit of like a hand clipper,
right.
It's got a sharp blade. And what you do is you just get all those dead stems,
right,
and you like, cut them back.
Go on.
Just grab them up, like cutting off a ponytail or something like that, and you just cut them away.
Okay.
All right. So you cut them back.
You're gripping them just like you would grip a ponytail,
exactly,
aren't you?
Exactly, yeah. Bunching them all up together, and I'm just cutting them away. And you leave the little bits of stalk
so
about an inch
about
long
an inch
or so.
Young, yeah.
But if you look there carefully, Johnny, you see in the middle of those dead
stalks. There is life.
Okay, the green shoots.
Yes, there are green shoots.
Real green shoots of hope.
Yes.
And so that's this year's growth.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And by tidying away those old growth, not only does the garden look neater and tidy, but you're clearing the way for this new growth to come up unhindered.
No, I didn't see those green shoots until you cut away.
Exactly, you'll see them.
Yeah.
They'd be almost kind of hidden.
And how long did that take, Kieran, to start coming up now?
Well, many herbaceous plants which are starting into growth, of course, they're going to most of them will be flowering. Some of them maybe even in April or May. Others will be flowering not until August or September. So some herbaceous plants, I have one in the garden called a helianthus. All right, it's related to a sunflower, and that will grow maybe 7 feet high by September. While at the minute it's like this one, there's no sign of life at all.
Okay.
So they can be very fast growing.
Now, what about you're looking out your garden window and you're kind of bored and you're saying to yourself, God, the garden's full of weeds.
Yeah.
Is this a time now to pull the weeds or should you let them get a little bit bigger?
Good time to get out and
do
the weeds. Weeds which are growing now will be bigger, of course, in even a month's time. So you're actually making the work easier. Also, some of the weeds which are growing now will make seeds very quickly. And these seeds will make new weeds. There's a very old saying which said that one year's seeding is like 7 years weeding. So the seeds which come from the plants could stay in the ground and keep on coming up year after year. And one plant which is particularly bad for that is this one here in front of me.
What look is at it? That. It looks like a shamrock.
It looks like a shamrock, yeah. But when you look closer, it doesn't have the three leaves. It's a plant which they call hairy bittercress.
Is that a weed?
It is a weed. And an awful weed. Many gardeners would be familiar with this. It has a botanical name. Do you want it?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's
are you ready?
Let's go for it.
Cardamine hirsuta. Hirsuta means hairy. All right. It's a hairy cardamine or hairy bittercress. Now, it's a little plant, and you see this little bit here.
Yes.
Which is a bit more stalky. There's where the seeds were, and they've already fallen this year. I haven't been out quick enough.
Is this the same plant?
It's the same plant with a stalk.
With a stalk, yeah.
Yeah, and it only needs to be, 2 inches high.
Yes.
And it makes new flowers and seeds.
Okay.
And creates more plants. And the little capsules on that are able to explode.
Yeah.
And spread maybe 60, 70 seeds at a time over about 2 metres wide.
Okay.
So if we can get these weeds pulled up out of the ground before they reach that seeding stage,
right,
it saves us a lot of work
absolutely
later on.
Absolutely does. Now, the other one I want to talk to you about is, we used to call them pissy beds.
Pissy beds,
as a young child growing up, and you put them under your chin. Dandelions.
Dandelions,
is that a weed?
It is weed, yeah. Dandelions are they're a wildflower, and I suppose what defines, in garden terms, a weed is an unwanted plant.
Mm.
So many of the wildflowers are very vigorous. Now, the dandelion differs from the hairy bittercress in that if you try to pull the dandelion, like I did this one earlier, you notice I didn't get all the root.
No, the root's like a carrot.
It looks like a carrot, a white carrot, and it's a similar sort of structure. But the bit which I've left in the ground will grow again. And this one, you see at the top of this, I have 4 or 5 stalks coming off the top of the root. Because that was pulled last year, and it didn't die, you see. Only the bit to take away, with the bit in the ground, grows again.
So you need to remove the root.
So you have to get as much of the root. So there's a handy tool, which I use at home, for taking out these deep roots.
Okay.
And it's a thing called a daisy grubber.
Okay, sounds
and
good.
And it's like a long little sort of a blade which goes down into the ground, and you're able to lever out much more of the root.
Otherwise they'll just keep coming up.
Now actually, did you know you can actually eat dandelions?
No.
Yeah, dandelion leaves can be used in salads, and I've eaten them at home. It's better and more tasty if you dig up the dandelions if you're doing this bit of weeding. What you could do is pot up a few, put them into a pot, and then you need to keep them in the dark.
Okay.
So cut off the green leaves, keep them in the dark. So what I do at home is I put an old flower pot over them and line it with newspapers so the light doesn't get through the holes. And in a few weeks you get these lovely tender yellow leaves coming up, and they're great in salads. Nice spicy flavour.
But not the dandelion itself.
But not the flower itself.
Poison
the leaves.
You.
No, well, they wouldn't poison you.
Yes.
It wouldn't be too tasty. But this other one, which I did bring you, you can actually eat the leaves of that as well. And that's what they call it, a hairy bittercress. You might have heard people talking about cress in salads.
Taste that one now.
I'm going to eat it as well, so you won't think I'm going to poison you.
Yeah.
So you just...
That is nice.
Slightly sort of peppery sort of flavour.
That would be nice in a salad.
Yeah, exactly. So you can put it in salad
it's
or
lovely
sandwiches with cheese and things like that.
God, I remember as a young fella growing up, you're bringing back memories now. We used to pick leaves that you could eat, and I think this is what we used to pick.
That, or you'd get sorrel in
the
garden.
Oh, I love them. It's absolutely... I recommend that should be in everybody's salad. That's
so
beautiful.
It's amazing the amount of weeds which you can eat.
Oh, that is beautiful.
That's something we'll have a look at as the year
another
goes
stage.
On.
Okay.
Many of the
now,
weeds which you can do.
When people see weeds, and I live in a housing estate, Kieran, and, you know, there's lots of our resident associations. We get out there maybe 2-3 times a year, and we go out, we try to kill the weeds. And a lot of the weeds would be grown near the footpath in the concrete, where the concrete meets the tarmac atom. But, you know, the roots are obviously deep down in the tarmac atom, and it's hard, you know, to get rid of the weeds. And, I mean, we got to be careful about the weed killers we use with children, you know, in the area. So what would you suggest about weed killers, maybe to kill weeds in the first place, but say in your garden with children around?
Yeah, well, personally, I don't like to use any of the weed killers, the chemicals. Now, if you want to, if you use a weed killer to kill the dandelion, you'll need one which is absorbed through the leaves and down into the root. And it's a chemical called glyphosate. And you buy it in a garden centre. It's called tumbleweed or Roundup is the new name for it. And that's absorbed through the leaves and kills down to the root. And it is effective. But if you want to be organic and maybe have a bit more kind of consideration for the environment, I would not use weed killers myself. We don't use them at all in the garden. But I suppose it's up to the individual whether they want to use weed killers or not.
Well, then again, you wouldn't have much weeds if you had the daisy remover.
Oh, well, you have to use the daisy remover. That's the thing. You have to get out and do it. But unfortunately, I have too many weeds, Johnny, like every gardener.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, recently on the programme, we were talking about snails and we're talking about slugs. And are there any other pests, Ciarán, that we should be on the lookout this time of year in particular?
At this time of year, not only are the plants waking up a bit early because of the mild weather, but other pests too. What you need to look out for on certain plants, like ones called hellebores, are aphids. An aphid is, if you like, a broad name for things like greenfly, which I'm sure lots of people have heard of. Some greenfly aren't green, they're black, so they call them blackfly, and there's red-coloured ones as well. And they're quite nasty little guys in that they suck on the sap from the plant. So they're like vampires of plants. So instead of sucking blood, they're sucking sap. And they're getting the sugar from the plant. And what they can do is stunt the growth of the plant. And then the plant suffers in terms of its vigour. They cause other damage too. So they're sap feeding or sucking insects. And they call them broadly aphids. And if you see these, sometimes on hellebores at this time of year, because they're one of the first plants in growth, you could use some soapy water, like a bit of fairy liquid or any other brand liquid like that. Mix it in some water and spray it over those aphids. And what it does is it smothers them because they breathe through their skin.
Okay.
And that controls them well. And the other one to look out for is in the soil or in pots, like I have here, is a little white grub. It's about a centimetre long. And when you take it out of the soil, it curls up because it doesn't like the light. And it eats the roots of your plants. And it's called a vine weevil. And you won't see them, of course, because they're in the ground or in the pot. So the first symptoms are often with a plant in a pot, maybe like a nice rhododendron or camellia, is it starts to wilt and lose its leaves. And you think, oh my God, what's wrong with that? You go look for it and the plant comes out really easy from the pot because the roots have been eaten.
Okay.
When it's an adult, it looks like a beetle in the summer, but at this time, it's just a little white grub.
Okay, on the programme last week, we were speaking briefly about the new growth project. And I believe you have a number of T-shirts with you today. You were showing me the T-shirts here just a few moments ago.
Yep.
Before you joined me on the studio, and they're all different, aren't they?
They're all different. We've got three different designs.
Yeah.
And the first one show you there is for they're all gardeners. It'll mean something to gardeners. There's a picture of a vine weevil, a cartoon like drawing, and it says "Deliver us from weevil."
Deliver us from weevil.
Deliver
Amen.
Us from weevil.
Okay,
and
that's the first
one. We have another one with a big fat snail on it, and snails love. One of their favourite foods is a plant called hosta.
Hosta.
And anybody who gardener who tries to grow hostas knows all about how much snails love them.
Okay.
So this is a picture of a snail on it, and
I love
hostas.
It's a medium.
We have them in all sizes.
I mean, all sizes.
All sizes,
yeah.
Small, medium, large, and extra large in some of them. And the third design we have is a one with a quite cheeky looking green fly sucking on a leaf of a plant, and it says aphids. Suck. Aphids suck.
Alright then, so they're in all sizes, small, medium, large.
We have those, and we're going to be selling those from the gardenschool.ie website.
Okay.
And all the funds which are made from those are going to the new growth project which we were telling you about last week.
How do we give out these prizes?
Okay, so we've got a set of the three T-shirts for somebody to win, and
one set for one person.
One set for one person.
Three T-shirts.
Yep, and we'll get their sizes and so from the winner and be able to get their sizes. We have a different man style or a woman style T-shirt.
Okay.
And we'll ask a simple question, and then people can text in with the answer. And what we're going to ask you is, which of the following plants is sometimes known as wet the beds or piss the beds?
Yes, we talked about it earlier on.
Dandelion or hairy bittercress?
That's a very hard question, Ciarán.
Very hard.
All right, Ciarán joins me in the programme. By the way, our text number is 0879350043. Our call is directly on 902-5555. Mr. Ciarán Burke joins us on the programme every Friday. Very interesting. And if you missed out on this recording, it is available on podcast on Ciarán's website. And your website, Ciarán?
It's ciaranburke.ie.
With a C.
Ciarán with a C and B-U-R-K-E.
And you update that site regularly, Ciarán?
Yes, the podcast will be on Friday afternoon, and also we'll have some pictures of some of the plants and the pests which we were talking about.
Ciarán, as always, thank you for joining me in the programme. Thank you.